on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. It's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your host for Chatterbox.
We're here, Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Alon.
My name's all right.
Is your mic on?
Is my mic even on?
Yeah. Try again.
Hi, kids.
Switch mics, dude. AM radio.
Fantastic. How's that?
And now we're really on the air. Rich, of course, not here this week. He actually might not be back for a few weeks. He had some stuff to do back home. If he ever wants to call in and whatever, that'd be great, but won't be in for a while, and we're going to run the show here, which I think we can handle.
We should just have the theme music playing continuously for the whole segment.
Some shows do that. You know, I tried that back in the day, like in one of the first 10 shows we did. People did not like it.
It's extreme. It's excitement.
I actually think it's great, but some people complain that it was too hard to hear, so we don't do that. But what we do here is talk about video games, and this past week I went to big Street Fighter 4 launch party event. It's been all over the internet.
Yes, you did.
That was cool. And I also did a tour of EA LA with a friend of mine who's a senior product manager back there. What's the game he's working on? He's also the host of CNC TV. Command & Conquer has like this whole Battlecast news network thing.
Oh, okay. I thought it was about to be like a Christian thing or something.
No.
That's good.
So he hosts that. And anyway, he's got all sorts of stuff going on at EA. So that was fun. I did write on our new website, on the Golgatron, I wrote about the experience of the Street Fighter 4 party. Unfortunately, it's like a day after everybody else already wrote about the Street Fighter 4 party and posted the same pictures we posted.
Well, not the same ones. I mean, yours have you in them.
No, like the pictures that were done for us by the photographer who was there, like he let loose the pictures to everybody, like a Destructoid and us.
So they are literally the same pictures.
So the pictures that were taken for us were also distributed to Destructoid, which disappointed me a little bit, but you know, whatever. Maybe it'll start one of those silly childlike controversies like, you stole from Destructoid, and I'm like, bitch, that was our idea. Photographer was working with us.
Yeah. Or maybe, but, you know, maybe there's an enterprising photographer who can work for us for free.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what he did, and that's the thing.
Our pictures to other people.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of these days we will trap him and work for us. And at that point, we won't need to worry about that stuff. But, you know, I didn't pay him, so I can't exactly claim that they're my pictures, right?
No, but, you know, we can complain about it.
Yeah. Well, when... That's funny. Norm's telling us your mic works.
Yeah. Well, it may, but I couldn't hear it.
Yeah. Clearly not too familiar with how
the mic is. Only the best here.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about actual gaming. I'll get into the Street Fighter 4 party a little bit after the break, but we've got so much stuff to talk about. I talked about Afro Samurai last week, right? So I don't need to go into playing to talk about that.
Yeah, let's not talk about
it. It's kind of boring anyway, right?
Yeah, it's just Afro's...
All right, cool. So you've got lots of stuff you brought into me. We want to talk about Flower. We want to talk about some video game porn names.
And it's very porn-centric. It's been the past couple
lately,
episodes.
Well,
and it's going to continue to be because apparently... Take Two and Grand Theft Auto.
Everything comes in waves. Yeah.
That's right, and it's a big one.
The new Grand Theft Auto downloadable content, like you just said, also has some issues. We'll talk about that. And you've got papers strewn all about here.
I'm trying to act like I'm a lawyer, having papers everywhere for no good reason, because we have tons of lawsuits to talk about, apparently.
All right, well, let's start it up. What's, I don't know, most important is start off with the small or start off with the big?
Well, let's see. Let's get these lawsuits out of the way.
Okay.
Hold on. I have to trudge across the room, across the sea of paperwork.
Because of the broken mic.
No, it's fine. I still can't hear myself.
So he just...
Fantastic radio.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So, what do we got here? We got... remember Brutal Legend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
The main character is kind of looks like he's out of Guitar Hero?
That's right. It's Jack Black. Brutal Legend, and it's...
I don't actually know anything about the game, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us know anything other than it's Jack Black, and it's an RPG, and it's heavy metal theme, and it's being made by Double Fine.
By heavy metal theme, you mean like the cartoon from the 70s, or like heavy metal music?
Like heavy metal music cartoony.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it. And, you know, originally, it looks like Double Fine had a potential deal with Activision to publish it. And Activision was like, yeah, you know what? This kind of looks cool, but, yeah, I don't think it's going to make, I don't think it's going to be the big blockbuster like Call of Duty or whatever. So, you know what? You know, we'll just pass on it or forget about it or something. Anyway, so one thing leads to another, right? And
there's some light music, some soft candlelight.
Yeah, EA comes into the door. Activision's, you know, not home.
Hey, let's do this here.
You working late at the office.
Open the door. Creak. You're EA. Say hello.
He's hello, Double Fine.
Why? Why hello? Can you see my fantastic stack of heavy metal music over in the corner?
I see that stack.
It has your name all over it.
Your husband isn't home, is he?
No. He's busy playing video games at the local arcade.
That's a good thing I dropped by.
We are horrible character actors.
Okay, well, we'll do better next time. But anyway, the deal is that, well, now EA is publishing, or plans to publish.
So you're about to tell me someone's suing the other person, and... like, there's got to be more to the story.
Well, of course there is. I mean, who knows the bounds of legal chicanery?
All right, so who's suing who?
So Activision is suing EA, or I shouldn't say suing, right? Let's be a little bit precise here. They've written a letter to EA telling them of their legal concerns, basically saying, yeah, we don't think you can publish this game. You should give us some money.
Just saying, we don't think you can publish it.
Well, like, it didn't say that. It didn't say that.
The rights.
It didn't say that literally, but they believe that they actually still have, at least some kind of right. They feel like they were still in negotiations with Double Fine, and because of that, the EA deal is invalid. Whereas, apparently, Double Fine believes that since they did not actually publish the game like they originally said that they wanted to, and that the date had come and gone, that they were free to offer to other publishers. And it's a huge, big mess when, you know, EA comes home from the arcade or Activision comes home from the arcade.
I can see that there's all sorts of, you know, technicalities and things. Like saying, we didn't officially close negotiations, so you're not allowed to take it to anyone else.
Right. So it isn't really a lawsuit, but it is a, I don't know.
It's a legal maneuver.
It is a maneuver. It's a semi-overt threat, I guess you could say.
Do me a favor. Let's not start any more... segment saying we're talking about lawsuits when we're not actually talking about lawsuits.
Well, this is just a warm-up. Now,
I got scared.
Now, want lawsuits?
I own Activision.
I'll give you lawsuits.
You're scaring me into thinking that we're involved in a legal battle.
I own both of them, and they're probably worth about 50 cents each right now.
All right.
All right, fine. Here's a real one I'll lay on you.
So would you say that you're involved in the menage?
Menage?
Yeah, with these two companies, right?
Basically,
EA opens the door to Activision. You come home and you're holding both on your arm.
Yeah, well, it's not just them. I mean, you know, I invite Take-Two over
and
every once in a while, and Nvidia apparently, but Nvidia is not being nice. So it's really more like, you know, going to a swingers club.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. So let's get real now, okay? So remember Harmonix?
I do.
Remember Konami?
You know what's funny? I had a long drive to LA this week because. If I want to get to LA, I drive. This is for the Street Fighter 4 party, and I went about explaining the whole history of Guitar Hero, Rock Band, the history of Red Octane and how they started, which of course involves Harmonix when Guitar Hero rolls around.
Right.
Explained all of that. It's a really a thick drama, and
it's pretty thick, especially when it goes back all the way to Konami's original games.
Yeah, well, exactly, and because this is
which most people don't know about.
This was after having gone to Arcade Infinity, where like every Konami music game was there.
Yes.
So the discussion in the car with the lady was the whole like history of.
Yes, the history does need to be told, although we won't tell it here.
We could.
Well, not right now.
We'll save that for later.
Maybe later. But here's the deal, right? So last July, Konami sued Harmonix.
Now, why would they sue Harmonix?
Because they made a game a whole long time ago called Guitar Freaks,
yep.
Which had a guitar. And basically the exact same interface, except they had three buttons, not five.
Yep. And you and I both own it.
And it was a good game. And it was, you know what? Konami said, oh, you know what? We don't think this can make money in the U.S. Too Japanese, whatever. We're too scared. People won't buy it. People aren't going to buy peripheral. This was back in the day when the pretty much all the publishers were like, no, you can't sell a peripheral. That's crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
No, nobody will buy a game if you have to buy a 60, 70, 30, whatever dollar controller with it, except for DDR.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, they made DDR for years, and they never clued in. The one they tried was Beatmania, which was more obscure than any of their
right,
other
but
games.
Beatmania didn't really go off so far. Anyway, so, you know, Harmonix was smart, and since, you know, who knows what discussions they had under wraps, but they, as we all know, eventually came out with, you know, the Rockman, the Guitar Hero,
and all that other complications. Red Octane, that's what's weird to me. We'll continue this.
All right.
We gotta go to break, we'll be back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
And we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, and we're talking about lawsuits, and we're talking about Konami, and we're talking about
this is a history lesson. History lesson for our listeners.
History of music games, pretty much.
The type of history lesson that you might hear if you attend the University of Advancing Technology.
That's right.
And you can learn more about them at uat.edu. I know they have lots of gaming classes where you have to read those books about video game history, but I don't know if they cover the Red Octane, Harmonix, Konami scandal.
They should, though.
It's kind of like
they don't.
It's like Silk Stockings or. That's a television program, not actual stockings, right?
Yeah, that flew right over me.
Now, was it Who Shot JR? What show was that?
What?
Dallas. Norm knows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's another crazy dramas, right?
This is probably beyond the age of most people who listen right now. Yeah.
So I'll let you continue, but to rebuild the foundation for our listeners, Konami made a bunch of music games back in the day, and then Guitar Hero came out and Rock Band came out.
And I guess we should really kind of be complete about this conversation. They didn't just make Guitar Freaks. They made Drum Mania.
Yep.
Which was a fantastic drum game.
Had good drums. In the arcade, anyway.
In the arcade, it was freaking awesome. They even made a home controller for it.
They did.
Which I have. They didn't stop there. This was like early 2000s. This was like some time ago.
Yeah. Not only did they make Guitar Freaks and Drum Mania, they also linked the two games together, so on the PS2, you could actually use a drum and a guitar in a single game.
Not only that, no, they're Japanese, so they can't stop there. They have to think about what would be the most insane controller interface possible.
Accordion Hero is what Guitar Hero puts
yes.
in the game.
Well, they didn't go as far as Accordion Hero, but they did make a game called Keyboard Mania.
Yes, they did.
Which is actually one of my favorite games, and so that's why I'm going to spend some time talking about it.
Is it 44 keys or 22 keys?
No, it's two octaves, 24 keys.
24.
24 keys, my friends. 24. You have no time to be looking at the controller, but you have to pick from 24 keys.
Ara has a monitor at his house that is just the right size for the keyboard that comes with Keyboard Mania, and so he puts the keyboard directly in front of the monitor because
you have no time to be looking at this controller.
So the keys drop. As they drop, they drop directly to the key in front of his finger, right? So it's kind of like holding your guitar in front of the screen so that the red, orange, yellow, whatever buttons fall right to where you're pressing them.
Right.
So imagine doing that, playing right at the monitor so that it's easier to tell what button you're supposed to be pressing.
Right. And in fact,
Ara has that.
The original arcade configuration was very much like that. And they even give you a scaling option. You can scale the keyboard on the screen so that it matches the width of your keyboard in real life so you can line it up. Because any other mapping would make you go insane.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. All this is leading up to this lawsuit last year because Konami said, oh, you copied us, right? So specifically, it was a lawsuit claiming that Rock Band infringed on two of its patents for simulating musical instruments.
Now, this is funny because this is after Konami worked with Harmonix to create the Karaoke Revolution games. Because for those who don't remember, Karaoke Revolution is a Konami branded.
Exactly.
Right? And Harmonix made those games. So let's go over the history a little bit more because we didn't touch on this. I said right before the break, I screamed out about Red Octane. The history goes like this. I guess I really do want to discuss it because it falls into all of this.
Yeah, and if we're going to talk about the karaoke game, the original implementation of something like that was an older game that came out on PS2 called Dream Audition.
I'm not actually familiar with that.
Yeah,
one.
Japan only.
Okay.
I think I have it stuffed away somewhere, but same kind of game. This was before any karaoke whatevers.
So Guitar Hero was actually made at the behest of a peripheral company.
And that was a Jaleco game, yeah, by the way.
A company that had almost no experience in software. They only made peripherals. They made Dance Dance Revolution controllers because Konami never made enough for anybody, so they made their own third-party ones. That's Red Octane. And they actually were so deep in Dance Dance Revolution that they asked some company, I don't even know what company it is, they took the simulator, the Dance Dance Revolution simulator made for PC, they adapted it to the PlayStation 2 and created a game called In the Groove. Before they put it on PS2, it was actually in the arcade, so you could buy In the Groove, swap it into your DDR machine, and have, you know, a new set of songs and new graphics and
That's
effects
nuts.
And whatever.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so then they got In the Groove adapted for the PS2, and that was the first software title that they made. And of course, they also made, I think the one on PS2 was In the Groove 2. Maybe they both came out on the PS2. But Konami got an injunction, and so you can't get In the Groove on PS2 anymore. But that was made at the behest of Red Octane. And again, I don't know who made the software, but Red Octane, you know, was the publisher or something. Then they decided, hey, this went really well, and Konami's not doing anything about Guitar Freaks, so what the heck? Let's do it ourselves. So they got some company that makes good music games, what was the name?
Harmonix?
What were the name of the games they made? One starts with an F.
Oh, Frequency and Amplitude.
Yeah, Frequency and Amplitude. And I think they had already worked on the karaoke games.
I think that probably, I'm just going to wager a guess here, but probably I think Harmonix had an inkling to do that sort of thing way in the beginning. I mean, essentially, Frequency and Amplitude are very close to those types of games. Those are basically Beatmania clones.
I don't know. They're music. Musical, but they're very different from all the other music games.
I mean, some of the game systems are different, but the basic interaction is the same idea, right? So it's not surprising to make the leap that, like, okay, well, maybe they're thinking of doing a guitar game as well, especially because, Konami's rendition, while I think it's fantastic, it is way too culturally Japanese for most Americans to even understand.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So I was under the impression that Red Octane came to Harmonix with this idea, but, you know, I got to be honest, I don't really know the history of it. I just claim to. So there was a collaboration, though, without a doubt, between Red Octane and Harmonix. Red Octane publishes Guitar Hero. It goes off swimmingly. They make Guitar Hero 2, and by that time, everyone knows about it, and that's when the rest of your history comes into play. Yeah. Where
So fast forward to today, right? So now, I guess, I don't know why this is happening right now, but I guess now is as good a time as any. So Harmonix decides, oh, let's sue Konami. Why? Well, they sing that, this type is so small.
This is essentially a countersuit.
So it's, yeah, I mean, they don't frame it as a countersuit, but they're basically suing them. They're seeking to block sales of the video game, plus cash, right? So they want to stop all sales.
Of Rock Revolution.
Of Rock Revolution. And they want some cash.
Okay, so Konami says to Harmonix, which really should be MTV.
And, okay, so they're saying actually also that Konami is violating Harmonix patents. So this is really funny because they both have patents and they both saying that they're violating each other's patents.
I think I just mixed something up, by the way. MTV is with Guitar Hero, right? MTV and Red Octane. And Harmonix is with...
Oh, gosh.
No, Activision and Red Octane got together.
That's right.
Harmonix went over with MTV and made Rock Band.
It's crazy.
All right. So Konami says to Harmonix, you made Rock Band, which infringes on our stuff, our guitar and Drummania games.
And Harmonix being now a subsidiary of Viacom, I might add.
Okay.
To make it more complicated.
So then Harmonix or Viacom comes back and says, well, actually, you made Rock Revolution after we made Rock Band, and that is very similar to Rock Band, which it is. It's like exactly the same. I haven't even played it, but it's exactly the same thing. It's drums, guitar, and vocals, and even packaged up nicely in a bundle, I think. Are there drums in a bundle? The drums.
I don't remember.
They require you get a guitar from someone else's game, but they made new drums for it, I think. So, or the other way around. Man, it's so hard to keep in my head.
It's really funny how they proliferated so badly that even the lawyers can't keep track because they're claiming that each other has been...
Yeah.
Maybe it's recursive. Maybe they've been, like, recursively copying patents over and over.
But the thing is, there's so much more money to be made from Konami suing Harmonix than the other way around, because nobody bought Rock Revolution, and nobody likes Rock Revolution.
Yeah, it may be also one of those funny things where, I mean, I'm no lawyer, but I've heard repeatedly that if people have some kind of trademark or whatever patent or something like that, if they don't actually actively sue when they believe that there's gray areas, then they actually give up the right to sue when something bad does happen.
That's a trademark? Again, I'm no lawyer, but you have to actively defend your trademark. I don't believe you have to actively defend your copyright. You always, well, during the period of the copyright, which is like 17 years, you have the opportunity to sue for it anytime in that period.
Well, they are.
All right. So I think what's most interesting here, what we should take away as a video game show, is not so much the legal side of it, but the fact that Guitar Hero came out and did very well. Rock Band came out and did very well. Guitar Hero World Tour, and of course the Guitar Hero games, they all came out and did very well. Konami had all of this foresight. They were able to say, here are some excellent games. People love these games. Even if we feel like we got gypped because we didn't take advantage of the idea when we had it 8 years ago, somebody took this idea, ran with it, and made excellent games.
That doesn't sound like foresight to me.
So, well, my point is they had these games now to look at and then make their own. They then made Rock Revolution.
Right.
And one, neither of us have played it, right?
I haven't played it.
Yeah, that's a point in and of itself. But two, apparently it completely sucks balls. Nobody likes it. It's got like a 45 on Metacritic or something. I'll have to go check to confirm. But very low scores. Nobody likes it. So how is it that a company that had a good idea initially didn't do anything with it, other people refined their idea, they then decide to jump in and they make a bad game? Like, I don't care if nobody bought it.
Right.
They should at least have been able to make a good game. And apparently they failed.
Well, I don't really know what to say about that. I mean,
yeah. Doesn't that fascinate you though? Especially as a game.
I'm surprised that there's this lawsuit in the first place, which is why I'm thinking that maybe there's something that actually forces them to do this as part of some kind of weird, you know.
I'm sure it's been in the planning for many years, but like as a game designer, you've worked on games that are essentially copies of existing games before, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a way, a lot of games are copies. They're just re-implementations of the same game. Sometimes they're worthwhile to do that, sometimes
but
not
usually
so
usually when you come along 2 years later and you're making someone else's game, just putting some polish on it, it usually ends up better, even though people don't think it's better because it's 2 years later.
It should.
Rock Revolution apparently didn't hold its own. All right. We'll be after break. Back.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
And we're back. We were just busy looking at the Capcom Fighter Pad. The stick that, well, not the stick, the joypad that Madcap
analyzing
made.
The curious arrangement of buttons there.
Yeah, one thing that I haven't understood is why the default arrangement of buttons, like you said, basically why they put the buttons in the positions they did. Because now on their fight pad, they got six buttons in a row.
Right.
Two buttons on the face that aren't A, B, X, and Y are right button and right trigger, which means if they have two actual trigger buttons on the controller
that are left,
it's left button on the left side and
right.
Left trigger on the right side,
which makes no sense.
Vice versa.
To me.
Yeah. So when I built my controller, my joystick, which you can see if you go to the Golgatron site, I've got it arranged, you know, A, B, X, Y, but next to that, I've got left button and right button. And then next to that, or no. Yeah. Left button, right button. And then next to that is left trigger, right trigger. Anyway, by the way, loved building my joystick. I'm trying to get it. I'm curious if anybody is interested in this. I'm trying to get together a joystick construction workshop at PAX this year. I think it would be probably the coolest event.
I think that's
for anyone
total genius.
Yeah. So I'm working on that. If anybody's actually interested in having that, email Penny Arcade and copy me on it, because I want to hear if you guys are interested. But like, you'd have to pay like $75 or $100 in advance or something for all the parts and things. Then you'd go and paint your own and would drill the buttons where you want them and all that stuff. But most of the work would be done by us in advance or at the thing. So you just end up with a killer joystick that is made like to your specifications. I'm really excited about the idea.
Everybody email Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
Tell them you want it. And they'll
all
listen
right.
to you.
So let's move on here. Did we need to finish anything up, or are we done with the
no, we're done
whole
with
lawsuit
that.
Thing?
Yeah, that's plenty of that.
All right. One more, not so much lawsuit, but potential lawsuit.
Yes, asking for attention, if not lawsuits.
This is a fantastic power play to me. Tell me about it.
Well, we all know about Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yes.
And apparently there's this new...
What we know more about is Grand Theft Auto, Sin City, or whatever their older games were. What are they called? The ones with the hot coffee thing?
Yeah. What about them?
Do we even know? San Andreas, was that the name of it?
I don't even remember anymore, dude.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Anyway, okay. there's what is it? Is it downloadable content?
Well, this one, the Lost in the Damned.
Lost in the Damned, right? It's like an extra pack or whatever.
First downloadable content addition to Grand Theft Auto 4.
Extra package.
People have been waiting for it forever. Or since Grand Theft Auto 4 came out.
And if you like extra packages, then you'll be really surprised and, I don't know, pleased if you're a gay man, I guess. Or maybe if you're a woman who just likes to get naked guys.
Dude, we all love... a little bit of excitement. You don't have to be a man. You don't have to be a woman.
I guess. So this, like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, incredulous about this, but at the same time...
We haven't told them what it is yet.
Yeah, I want to build the tension.
We're beating around the bush.
We are beating around the bush. We're kind of, you know, letting it build to a head in a way, as it were.
Yes.
Right? So it's just like these guys to make a scene in their game where... I mean, if you think about it, right, it's like... Let's see, what line haven't we crossed yet in the regular non-adult game world?
And with that said, let's recap the San Andreas debacle, the hot coffee thing
right.
Jack Thompson got so upset about. If you went in there and totally hacksawed the game, changed actual code in the game so that it was no longer like the version that you purchased, then you could...
And use devices that you had to purchase externally.
Yeah. Well, if it was on the PC, all you had to do was edit stuff. Point is, you change what the commercial game was, then you could basically make the camera move and show something that was happening in the game that it normally didn't look at,
right.
So that you could see a scene that you normally wouldn't see,
right.
And that was some naked chick giving a guy head.
The sex scene.
Yeah.
But with no parts, just movement.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they still had their clothes on.
Yeah, they had the clothes, they...
Wait, wasn't the girl naked and the guy had clothes?
I don't know. I don't know, but there was no anatomically correct.
It wasn't
parts,
that bad.
You know what I mean?
But the point is that it
like
could be
hardcore.
Seen, and it was listed as a mature game, and people started saying, "Oh, it has to be adult only."
They crossed that line, right?
I mean, most of our listeners know this story, though.
Have we seen nudity in games? I mean,
there's definitely been nudity in games.
Yeah. So,
dude, in Afro Samurai, there's nudity. In God of War, there's nudity.
Yeah, that's totally true. So there's that. So let's
in
see.
In Kid Icarus, there's nudity.
Well, okay, that's going a bit far.
There is. You know, I don't even know what
they're
called.
I totally missed that one. I finished that whole flipping game. I totally missed
that
one.
On the very last world.
I mean, I was like 15 when I did it, but...
No, I mean, you know that Greeks are all about the naked statues, right?
Yeah.
So in the very last world where you're flying the whole time, and there's... See, I don't know what they're called, but they're winged... Like, they're birds, right?
Yeah.
But they've got female chests.
Oh, yeah.
But like bird feet or something, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Either way, they're breasts.
Yeah, like harpies or sirens or something like that.
Some conglomeration of female, human,
and
bird.
Okay, that's come on. That's like
well,
kid
come on.
Stuff.
It's NES. How clear could the graphics be, right? But they had it. That's the point.
Right.
An NES game made for kids 20 years ago had nudity in it.
All right. Well, I didn't feel like I'm touching myself after seeing that.
No, it wasn't sexual, but it was nudity.
But
Jack Thompson would argue that they're one and the same, though, as he did with The Sims, saying
perhaps.
that was worse than Grand Theft Auto.
But we won't have a problem, at least from him, anymore.
Okay.
So what is the next frontier? What's the next logical frontier? Oh, let's show some guy's junk on the screen.
Let's do it.
And that's exactly what they did.
But here, you don't have to break anything. You don't have to crack it, hack
it's
it.
It's just right there. It's
finesse
just,
it.
It's like you've gone into, you know, the showers at the gym.
And it's not a short flash either.
And it's just this guy comes out, and he's just standing there looking at you with his junk just standing there.
Dude, it's a
right
great tease.
You.
There's like, they put the video up online. It's like 3.5 minutes, and for 2.5 minutes, they're just teasing you.
Yeah.
Like, they don't show it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bam, in your face! And he's got this tiny little schlong.
And he's just like standing there, right? It's like, it's not like he's doing anything. He's just like standing there. He's just like, I'm like, what? What? Like, why do you want me to see this?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's analyze this. As I'm sure most of our listeners are doing right now while scouring the internet.
I did notice that the it did not. It looked kind of lifeless to me, you know.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's not the point.
I mean, they didn't have like any kind of like physical movement to it, you know, like they do with boobs usually.
It looked good enough. Grand Theft Auto games aren't exactly known for their graphics. So, you get Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. You buy it at a store. That's the only way you can get it. Although now on PC you can do digital downloads. But most people are going and buying the game in an actual store. And the argument thus far with all these, you know, what the ratings on the games are and stuff,
right.
It's not so much that people can get it and they can have it.
The kids can get it.
It's that, yeah, the retailers aren't adhering to the suggestions, not the requirements,
right.
But the age recommendation on the box, and they're willing to sell it to people who are underage, because technically there's no such thing as underage because it's not a law.
Right.
And of course some laws are trying to be made to you know, enforce that, right? Which would of course make it a law. Anyway. Now this is just digitally distributed. You can't buy it at a store. There is absolutely no option for some stooge at Best Buy or GameStop or Walmart or Target or anywhere to accidentally sell you something they shouldn't, or for some store to make a decision that Jack Thompson is unhappy with.
Right.
Because you can't buy it there. The only place you can get it from is PlayStation Network and Xbox Live.
Which you have to have a credit card to get in the first place,
but
right?
I don't think you have to be 18 to have a credit card, though.
No?
You can get an ATM card, which acts as a credit card.
Well, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
The other thing that fascinates me that I just thought of is that there's absolutely nothing sexual about this scene, whatever.
Nothing at all.
Not even one bit. It's just, hey, I've got no pants on.
What's funny is they probably have other sexual scenes in the game, but because this is the new thing we haven't seen before, this is what's getting coverage.
No, this is interesting because every single time, pretty much, that nudity has been displayed in a game, it has either been with overt sexual overtones,
God of War
content, or it has been just implied, right? There's nothing sexual about this. It's just some naked guy.
Just naked dude.
Just naked guy. I mean, there's always been the presumption of something sexual, some sexual component previously, and it's not there here. And so I'm really curious if this is even going to get any attention other than, you know, Kotaku or some website says, oh, look, you can see some guy's junk in the game, you know?
Yeah. But it is fascinating to me because I don't know if we have any listeners who were around back in the days when we interviewed Jack Thompson. We were the first people to interview him in audio and pretty much not censored, because magazines and written and all that have to like limit what he says or just stick to a script. So he got to say whatever he wanted, and we got to the point where we, Nate, my co-host at the time, asked him, "What's worse? Is Grand Theft Auto with hot coffee, right? Or
right.
The Sims worse? Because in The Sims, people can get in hot tubs and in bathrooms and they fuzz out." Those pieces.
Do they move? Do they do the...
Dude, you know The Sims. It's about as graphic as a tablecloth. And he said, he didn't say The Sims, but he said something that implied it was The Sims. Like, well, I don't...
Right. I'm not going to give you a straight answer, but I'm going to make a weirdly vague reply.
It wasn't that vague. No, it was like, in Grand Theft Auto, I don't see something... Crap.
So
I really should remember my own show.
He admitted that.
He had made that statement online, but it was written in such a way that we didn't quite understand. We're like, seriously? Is he saying that he thinks Sims is worse than Grand Theft Auto? Because basically you don't have to crack The Sims to get the pseudo-nudity.
Right.
In Grand Theft Auto, you have to mess with it.
Right.
And so that was his point. Meanwhile, you know, you're running over whores, you're taking drugs, you are beating the pulp out of police officers left and right. And there's one scene that you have to crack and... Anyway, all the violence didn't bother him one bit. That's not what made it an adults-only game. It was the scene where people were with clothes on, simulating sex acts.
Yeah. Well, violence in America, I mean, it's like,
but
you
the
know,
Sims,
it's like bread and butter.
The Sims, a woman getting in a hot tub or using the toilet.
Yeah, you can't
offended him more.
You can't show a nipple or anything, can you?
No.
In America, it's not good.
So
you can blow stuff up, kill people.
This is when we realized Jack Thompson was just patently insane. And of course it's because he's like a Christian crazy dude, but
yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back and talk about something other than Christian crazy dudes just a minute.
No sex allowed. And we're back. It's Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Now, I think that now that we're on a roll with this pornographic theme, that we should continue.
You, right before the break, said no more sex.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I can't help it. I have to go back for more.
All right, well, nobody's called in, so I'm going to be the contestant here.
Okay.
The contestant on porn or video games or something like that.
We're going to play a little game. If you're listening and you want to participate before we run out of questions, you can call us 866-536-1100. Otherwise, Alon will have to endure.
The prize is bragging rights, and I must remind everyone that if you were to go to the University of Advancing Technology...
You would have a lot of bragging rights.
Here in Tempe, Arizona, you would have bragging rights, and you would have the opportunity to play silly games like this if you could slip them by the people running the university who didn't know that you wanted to talk about porn. Yeah, you can learn about actually becoming a game designer.
You could do that, or right. You can play silly porn-tastic quizzes like the one we're about to engage
in. All right, so lay it on me, friend. You are going to give me the name of a video game.
That's right.
And I am tasked with determining the title of a porn movie,
right?
Which was made based on that name.
Yes, and this is not hypothetical.
These are real.
All the answers are actual published pornography films.
Right.
Okay?
I'll
start off a little easy.
I think Norm is drooling. Okay.
Now, I think I don't need to tell you, but just for all the listeners out there, what they usually like to do with the pornography is take a name and change a couple of syllables and make something that rhymes that sounds like the original name of, let's say, a movie.
Just a general wordplay. For
right.
instance, the popular one that you see all over TV is Saving Private Ryan movie
right.
converted to Saving Ryan's Privates.
That's right. Or instead of The Lord of the Rings, it's, I don't know what, The Load of the...
The Lord of the Cock Ring might have been.
Perhaps.
Might have been a movie. All right, lay it on me.
Okay, so
I'm gonna give it my best.
I'll start on the easy ones, okay? Let's how about a Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider. You know, the Lara Croft game.
Okay, so I don't think this is it, but the first thing that comes to mind is Womb Raider.
You are correct.
Oh really?
That is the right answer.
Okay.
Do we have a correct ding sound effect?
We do somewhere, but
ding 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 ding.
There we go. Okay, that's fantastic.
Wow, I didn't think that was it, because pregnancy is not a big
Womb Raider is unequivocally correct.
Is it pregnant chicks?
I don't know, but it is starring Kara Loft.
That's funny.
Yes.
All right.
There's actually another one. There are two movies
from Tomb Raider,
totally different, that are based on Tomb Raider. I'll just give you the other one because it's less funny. The other one is called Jewel Raider.
Is it Jewel Denial? Is probably the lead
maybe
female.
Or maybe, I don't know, there's some Jewel somewhere.
Somebody go look that up in the chat room and tell me if I'm right. I'm guessing Jewel Denial is the lead female.
That would be interesting. So here's another one that's a little easy. Now, there's a four-letter word warning I'm going to give you here. Right?
Okay.
So Final Fantasy X.
I was going to go with Final F Fest or something.
Yes, Final FX. That's correct.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Yeah, that one's kind of lame.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's much better than the engineer does it, let me tell you.
Sounds almost like Final Suck X.
Yes,
but with an F.
Exactly, exactly.
Because I could say fit, and I could say suck, but I can't say those other ones.
That's true.
Okay.
Now, you're going to really like this one. You know what, one of the oldest games that have ever been made, the original 1979 Space Invaders.
Uh-huh. Space
also
Invaders.
Also inspired pornography.
Space Invaders.
You've been batting 10 out of 10 now. I'm surprised you even got this far.
Oh, my God. Well, originally I did say Final F Fest, not Final F.
Well, that's true, but I gave it to you.
Space Invaders.
Let me give you a hint. The first word is the one that rhymes.
Really?
Yeah.
The first word is the one that rhymes.
That's right. And let me give you another hint. It's blank invaders.
I was going to say it's...
It's not Space Invaders.
Oh, it's Face Invaders.
It's Face Invaders.
Okay.
That's right. There we go.
Okay, that one was rough. I can't applaud myself too much.
Actual movie.
Space Invaders.
But, I mean, it's a hard guess, you know? It's getting a little tougher here.
I think that's thematic. That one might have to do with a little bit of the oral.
Yes, and their tagline is, don't insert coins, just your blank.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Now, how about Grand Theft Auto?
I'm going to need a hint on all of these. Grand Theft Auto.
I'll give you the tagline.
I think the middle word is the one that's messed up.
Here's the tagline. We're taking a joyride, and there ain't a single F-ing car around.
Dude, this is hard.
Okay, the word that changed is auto. Not Grand Theft Auto, but Grand Theft something.
First thing that comes to mind is facial.
That would be good.
Grand Theft.
But it's actually
anal.
Anal.
Yes. I got it. That's anal. All right.
Okay.
Again, another rough one. A rough writer.
Now, last one.
Right.
There's two possible answers that are correct. Two completely different movies. It's our good old standby Super Mario Brothers. And I'll tell you, for both of them.
Wait, there's two that come out of this name?
There's two. And for both ones.
It's the middle word that changes. I'm going to say fellatio is one of them.
Incorrect.
What? Is it the same? No, I don't want to use that. That's sort of a standby.
just put in the word anal when we don't know.
Really, you could.
No, okay, you got one more chance, and then have to turn over all
anal
the
Anal Raider would have been a great one for that first. That Tomb Raider as well.
Come on, the pornographers are much more creative than this.
Super Blank Brothers. I mean, it could be Super Butt Brothers.
It could be, but come on, let's. We got rhyming going on. We've got
Pooper?
No. Okay.
Super Pooper Brother, come on.
No.
Mario, what can you do with Mario?
Okay, well, we've got Super Mario Brothers, and there was this... I've been told that it's some kind of gay flick, but Super Mario Brothers.
Mario, I guess. That is a push.
And the more obvious Super Hornio Brothers.
Not more obvious. No. All right.
Look,
well,
you would have guessed Hornio before Barrio.
That wasn't fantastic, but along the same lines, I got to point out. So I didn't really talk much about the Street Fighter 4 launch party, but I got to get this out.
All right, let's get it out.
As we've mentioned on the site or on the show a few weeks ago, we're starting up a new website called Golgatron. I'm trying not to make too big a deal out of it because things like this start sort of small. Like right now, there's one whole article on there, so don't get too excited. But if you go to Golgatron.com, you can see my little write up about the event, and there's some pictures and there are all these celebrities and stuff up in the VIP section, which was hard enough to get into to begin with.
But you jostled your way in there.
Well, here's the thing.
You said, I'm Alon. I deserve to be in the VIP.
Well, I've known Seth for years, ever since I went to the first PAX that I went to, which was the second PAX. I met him there and did an interview for him. And I've known him for years, and now he's the community manager at Capcom. So he's like, yeah, sure, pop you on the list. You're on the VIP list. Great. We get there like an hour and a half after it all starts. It's gone crazy. There's so many people there. The fire marshal has closed it down. They're not letting anyone in.
Even naked chicks?
Even Aaron Greenberg, no. I'm told it was not allowed in at first.
Was he
heads
naked?
Up Xbox Live Arcade. Hang on. So we couldn't get wristbands because they had already just like thrown them in the trash or something. But we end up getting in, squeezing our way in front of all these people who were just staring at us for why did you just let these stooges in the front of the line.
Yeah, and that's when you flex and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, we had to stand in front of them for like 2 minutes while they waited to let us in. And they've been waiting there for hours. So we go in, and then we have to squeeze past another security guard in the VIP area. Greenberg was given a staff badge, and so, like, the security mafia chick was like, no, only let you in if another staff member vouches for you. So, like I said, someone gave Greenberg one, so Greenberg went and waved us.
Sweet.
But Michaela wasn't with me, so she had, like, walked off or something. So then Carlo Ferra, he's the voice of Dominic Santiago in Gears of War, and we get a lot of pictures of him, too, on the site.
Did he do voiceover work for Capcom or
not for Capcom? Just, but he's done voiceover work for
just
like
cool guy
everything.
Hanging out.
He's Don Corleone in the upcoming Godfather movie too, or game, the upcoming Godfather game. So anyway, he's totally in love with my girlfriend, and so
that's nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
So she comes over and he's behind the security lady, and he has the look of a man of authority, even though he's not wearing a staff badge. And she's like, who's this? Oh, that's my girlfriend. Come on. So he squeezes her by and hits on her for the remainder of the night, as he does at all these events. And so we're up there, and there's all these celebrities. And I was like, why are they here? Like, I don't know the names of them, though. There's like some dude who's been in a bunch of Hollywood flicks playing bad guys all the time.
Like John Larroquette?
No, it's not going to make sense because I don't know the guy's name. So what good radio is that? But like some chick who was supposed to be in Star Wars 3, the Asian chick, but like she did a Playboy spread and then they pulled her out of the movie. Don't remember her name, but she was there. She was actually dressed up all like in a kimono and stuff. So we also, Ando from Heroes was there. Like, he ran off before we could take a picture with him. But there was
Gary Busey?
No. There was this blonde chick who I saw, and I was like, I know her. Well, I don't know her, but like, I know her from something, right?
Right, right.
And I couldn't decide, do I know her from like a Nickelodeon TV show?
Right.
Or from porn?
Like, she looked rather sultry, so I would guess the porn before the Nickelodeon.
We were asking people to get into Street Fighter victory poses for us so we could take a picture of them and just, I don't know, because we had nothing else to do.
Yeah, how'd that one go?
They did all right. Now everybody even knew the poses, which was kind of the funny part, because we knew they wouldn't know the victory pose.
But at least maybe they improvised.
They did, and a lot of them just did fighting stuff. And so at first, this blonde chick, she kicked up real high and totally gave me a shot, you know.
Yeah,
I had a place
fantastic.
to put my quarter.
Yes.
Basically.
Did she hold it up there at the same time?
No, just for a second. But it was crazy and out of the blue. But she did it again and held it, but a little bit lower, so it was safer for the family.
Yeah.
But I need people to go to the site goldcrown.com, look at the photo gallery on there, and tell me who that blonde chick is, because it's killing me. But I don't know if she's from like some CBS Family show.
Yeah, it's porn.
Or
dude.
From hardcore
it's
porn.
Porn. It's probably, you know.
Someone's going to figure it out for me.
It's probably Face Invaders.
Womb Raider. Anyway, we've spent far too much of this show talking about porn. Maybe next week we won't. We didn't talk about Flower. We didn't talk about the Nintendo letter that I said we'd talk about last week.
Write us if you've played Flower. We'll have a discussion about that.
Yeah. And are there any more porn names? Like, that'd be a good... For 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come up with more.
Next week, I'll be able to tell you what I think of Street Fighter 4. On the console, because I just picked that up. And this Saturday, we're going to the tournament put on by Game Truck at a GameStop, or put on by GameStop, handled by Game Truck. I don't know.
It's good times.
It'll be fun. We'll have more pictures.
You'll see
you next week.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.